So Pamela, we can work on a date, or should we, obviously you got Thanksgiving and that, so I would suspect it needs to be the first half.
Let her poll for several dates, you and her.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know we have the.
It'll be strong.
I'm pulling out my calendar here. Do I know one date we can't do is, let's see.
And this is for the November.
Yep.
Scope of work.
Probably just Thursday work, or do you want me to send out a survey to you or?
No, let's send it out to the scope of work committee, because we have a couple not here.
Y'all picked out several dates.
Yeah, last time you did it when we had three or four dates.
Yeah.
That worked fine. And I'm assuming it's going to be before November 15th. Just to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, we go through the 17th if you, do we have a due?
That Friday.
It's Friday, the 16th is a Thursday, so that week has potential.
Okay.
Dates on there.
You and I can get together and do that.
That works.
There's another, if that's the dates, that's what we're going to present to the board on the next meeting, and then we'll have the key dates going forward next spring to the June 4th. It's kind of giving the board members an overview. Okay, here's what happened, process changed. Here's a few we've identified. We're going to hone the process for feasible. Yes, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And have that all zipped up by X. I guess it's the March 3rd date.
But we're going to. But in November, we're also going to approve our the recommended infeasible list.
Right.
Because we have to vote at our meeting before March, which we're assuming is going to be in February. We have to post and approve that we're going to do major and minor amendments.
Okay. Which brings us to the other question I had in here somewhere. The Brazos Alum could trigger another region. Let's, you want to have a quick discussion on that?
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony.
Well, so this morning I received an email from Teresa Nichols, I believe for Region F, that they're looking, they have an infeasible strategy, and they're looking at they had an alternative strategy in their plan already. And that alternative strategy was for 75 acre foot of water, groundwater, out of Nolan County. And so they sent an email to me saying, hey, is that water available for the purposes of the 21 plan? And so I can certainly check and see if it's available, but I thought it also appropriate to bring this to the planning group's attention that, hey, it's not just our process, but the others are having to vet their strategies and coordinate, you know, interregional coordination, which we have to report as part of the tech demo. They will be too. And so I would bring this to the planning group's attention. I don't know if I'm asking for an action on that. I would assume we need to take some kind of action to approve the coordination with the planning group, that I would, you know, present some kind of information to you guys on the availability and if it makes sense or not. But I don't know the required steps that the board has in terms of this coordination on new strategies with infeasible strategies. I would assume it'd be the same as any other regional water planning effort. Lan, is that a correct assumption?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you're going to get some more detail together on the steps and all that as far as we're concerned, but that's something you're going to bounce off the board as you start to take that action of study?
Yes, I'm going to study it and bring it to the board in October, at the October meeting, as part of our regional planning. I don't know that we need an action at that meeting or not. I think that that can happen in February because they're going to be waiting in February as well.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're okay for now. We just need more detail.
Yes.
Which you're going to prepare. All right, and what else on the presentation and the dates and the goals of scope of work?
Mr. Chairman, this land. I was just going to say I will investigate Dale's question about reservoirs and unique reservoir site designation, and maybe I'll have some kind of answer to the group before our next meeting.
Great.
Thanks, Lynn.
Any other comments?
I was just going to offer up that when we give the summary to the planning group on the 20th, I think what we'll do is, without getting into all the various WUGs, I think we'll just kind of that front end part about what the asks are of the planning group, what the planning group shall do, and share a bit of the process that the board shared. Maybe indicate that we've already got a few that suggest there may be a major amendment without getting into all the weeds of it. And same on the feasible side, just kind of summarize what the ask is there and what the scope work committee is there. Ending with, all right, here's how it's changed. And these are the time frame that we're aiming towards.
I think that's right. That's kind of what was on my checklist, with the exception of, do you take Throckmorton and go through the process so to visualize that?
Oh, and you want me to do that for the full planning group? We can do that.
I thought we were going to do that for the board meeting in 10 days. I think it educates them on what's going on in change.
Sure.
If it can happen.
Yep. Do that. No problem.
Yeah, I think that's what Gail and I were requesting, was just that I think it makes it easier for people to understand if they can see one taking through the process.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were requesting it for the next scope of work meeting, but yeah, I can totally do it for the meeting in a week and a half. It's not a problem at all.
Yeah, Tony, I probably was requesting it for the scope of work meeting, but I think Gail was requesting it for the next meeting.
All right. Any other comments? Again, we appreciate everybody's time. And I'm sorry, Wayne.
Well, I just wanted to thank, I didn't get a chance at the beginning, but I just wanted to thank the committee members and the chair, Gary. This is a little different than what the scope of work is kind of used to from years past. There's been some things added, some things, we're applying new ground. We're not sure exactly where that plow needs to go, but I have confidence in all the members of the committee and your chair, Gary, that y'all will figure it out, and that y'all will have good recommendations for the group going forward. So I have a lot of faith and trust in you guys. I know y'all be able to work us through it. Thank y'all for your dedication.
Thanks, Wayne.